democracy, voting, informing the public. All important reasons 89.1 WEMU brings you in the public interest. This is Lisa Berry, and this week our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area is about the 19th Amendment. So joining us to talk about the upcoming centennial anniversary of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution are Nancy Shuey, immediate past president of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Hi, Nancy.
Hello, Lisa.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Carol Burke. Carol is a board member of the Dexter Area Historical Society, and Nancy's partner in what? We have a celebration coming up for this?
Yes. We will be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment when women won the right to vote. The amendment simply states the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex. That's it. That's all it says.
I think people think of it as when women got the right to vote.
It is, but not all women got the right to vote at that point. As we all know, there are other factors, and it depends where in the country you live. And a lot depends on your ethnicity. That's why we're working on this celebration. Yes, it's 100 years, but we still have a lot of work to do. When we got the right to vote in 1920, African-American women did not get the right to vote. Most of them did not get the right to vote until the Voting Rights Act of 1964. All Asians only got the right to vote in 1952, not that long ago. And Native Americans, the original citizens, were not considered citizens until 1947 and were not allowed to vote until then.
When you put things in perspective, and I know, Carol, you're from the Historical Society, that's not really that long ago.
No, it's not.
I have three daughters, actually, and one of the reasons I love this whole thing so much is that I look at the opportunities that they have today and the power they feel, the rights to their self-determination, and all of that really comes from, a lot of it comes from the opportunity to vote and have some say in the civic progress of this country.
So the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area is putting something together. Do you have a theme or a motto, or where are you going with it?
Yes. The theme for the League of Women Voters is building a more perfect democracy. When we got the right to vote, our work was not done. Our work is still not done. Felons who have paid their debt to society are still denied the right to vote in many states across the country. Citizens of Washington, D.C. do not have representation in the legislature. So democracy will be perfect when everyone is included. And so we're still working on this.
And the event or celebration is not happening until 2020 either, right?
Right.
So you've got some time. And Carol, tell us how the Dexter Area Historical Society got involved in the celebration.
Well, partly because I met Nancy and we realized that we share a passion, not just for women's rights, but also for voting. More than that, we kind of have to shift the story a little bit to a particular suffragist. Her name was Catherine Dexter McCormick, and she was born in Dexter at Gordon Hall. As an adult, she was the second woman to graduate from MIT. She later in her life went on to be a very important person in the development of the first birth control pill. Around voting in particular, she was a woman who was very important to the organization of that had built up in order to support the effort to win women the vote. So she was a board member for 10 years of the organization that is a predecessor of the League of Women Voters, and also of an international organization that was also working heavily on women's rights. So she was very involved in all of this, and she was also a treasurer and was donating money. We believe at the Historical Society that her story, I believe, that her story is probably one of the best stories around here that nobody knows. And she was born right here in Dexter.
So will she be part of the celebration?
She will. One of the pieces will be a celebration at Gordon Hall in June of that summer. And we are going to have a big exhibit on women's voting in general and another one on Catherine in particular.
I have to ask, is it just a coincidence that she's from Dexter and her name has Dexter in it?
It's not. Her father founded Dexter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So do you continue to find out more about her, and you'll be using this as part of the celebration?
Oh, yeah. There's a book about her and lots of interesting bits of information. So, yeah, there will be more on Catherine at the celebration.
Well, the League of Women Voters had put together an exhibit called Liberty Awakes in 2011, and it was at the museum on Main Street in Ann Arbor. Is a large exhibit, and we've had it in storage for 8 years. And when I moved to Dexter and saw Gordon Hall and met Carol, I said, oh my goodness, this is where we need to display this exhibit again. Yeah. And so Carol and I started brainstorming, and it soon became clear that there were more ideas, more things that could be done than the two of us had the energy to do.
So the whole League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area getting involved. And do you envision this as being a one-day or a week-long event, or how will that work out?
So we see this as a year-long, Washtenaw County-long event. We would like to engage as many people as we possibly can, as many organizations as we possibly can, to take this opportunity for education and for advancement and for history to come out and make itself known. We want folks to know that it's only been 100 years and see what the impacts have been of that 100 years. More than that, we want everybody to understand what an important power this is that they have to vote. And so we are hoping that this will increase our general population's commitment to that really very important civic responsibility and privilege.
And I understand, Nancy, you've already had some organizational meetings.
Yes. We pull together museums, libraries, genealogical societies. We're hoping to get schools, churches, universities, anyone who could be connected to this at all, to put on their own program.
Okay.
The Michigan Theater could do a movie series.
Mm-hmm.
The university could do a colloquium on voting rights. There's no end. It belongs to everyone. And we're inviting everyone across the county to celebrate it or recognize it in their own way.
And if they want to get involved, should they contact the league, or how would that work?
People who are interested can go to the link celebration@lwvannarbor.org. They can click on that link and email us and let us know that they're interested. We will be having a second meeting. We met first in January. We're planning a whole year ahead. These events will take place in 2020, but we're doing the planning in 2019.
Well, we are happy to share that information, celebrating and honoring the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, providing men and women with equal voting rights. And we'll be, I'm assuming, talking about this more. So thank you so much, Nancy Shuey and Carol Burke, for joining us on this edition of In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you.